Lipstick Is On with Tempest Storm.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's a great day. That's what we say. Happy birthday to you.
Welcome to the Lies and Lipstick Podcast. I'm your host, Tempest, and this episode is called Happy Birthday. Now, my birthday is November 20th, less than a week away, and it's a milestone birthday. I'll be 30 years old, OMG. It's bittersweet. I'm saying goodbye to my 20s and hello to a new chapter. It's crazy to me because I still don't have this whole adulting thing down. And when you really think about it, I was a child for about 18 years and only been an adult for 11. Your brain isn't fully developed until you're 25, so I'm wondering when the hell I'm going to figure this whole thing out. When I graduated college, it took me 2 years to find a full-time job, and it was not even in my field. I mean, it's a blessing now, but back then it was crazy because the economy was a mess and no one was hiring. So I feel like I'm behind. I'm still not professionally fulfilled or personally fulfilled because no, I'm not married or have any kids. But even with saying all of that, I must admit that I'm happy. I've accomplished a lot. I'm leaving my 20s as a television producer. I have created my own show. I've traveled to Costa Rica, Jamaica, Bahamas, Italy, Paris, London, to name a few. I have my own place, and for most of my 20s, I had my own place. I've become a better daughter, friend, and overall a better human. I've loved, I've cried, I've lost, and renewed myself. My 20s was full of learning experiences, and I know my 30s will be amplified. I know who I am and what I want, what I don't want, what I stand for, and what I won't put up with. And that applies to friendships, men, family, jobs, you name it. Now let's get to the good stuff. Since I'm turning 30, I decided to get some stuff in order. I finally opened a savings account. I'm investing my money. I paid off my credit card, and I boosted my credit score up. I bought a Chanel bag. We'll speak about that in just a moment. And I also bought a Louis bag, a Louis Vuitton bag, a couple of Giuseppe shoes. Had to return a pair because European sizes, they shit run small. And I'm going to have a turn up weekend leading me right into 30. Now let's talk about the Chanel bag. So to me, that's one of my biggest accomplishments. And if you're not into designer, please log off right now. Coco Chanel was a damn boss who created an empire out of nothing. And she's one of the few, if not only, women from Europe whose fashion is still booming. I fell in love with her story, her hustle, her struggles, her love life, her fashion. Now I can finally say that I own a Chanel purse, and honestly, I know my 30s will have plenty more. So, if I could have one birthday wish, it would be that I hope and pray that my 30s are filled with love from my family and friends, that I welcome my husband in, my children, that I finally create something the entire world will see, and that I'm as happy as I am now for every single birthday. So if you're listening to this, no, I have not figured it out yet. I don't think anybody does at the end of their 20s. I think you still are trying to figure it out for the rest of your life. But the point is, you have to be happy with where you're at because that's where you're supposed to be. So yes, if you're listening to this, take a shot for me. A queen was born November 20th, and she's still building her empire. Yeah. All right. Until next time. Bye.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday.